Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint on your minds. I was reading that scripture and reading some other scriptures concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and his death. And one of the scriptures that I saw was in 1 Peter 1 and 8, whom having not seen, ye love. And I thought of the subject of the love of the blind. We're blinded. We haven't seen him and will not see him until death takes us into his company, or the Lord comes and by the air we go up to meet him. Today we have eyes that are blind, and we have to say we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't see him. But there are some things we do know about the Lord. Thank God we can hear him. We have heard his voice. I've never seen his face, but I have heard his voice. We can also fear him. I haven't seen his face, but I fear the Lord with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind. And thank God we can endear ourselves to him by obeying his word and his commandments. We can also talk to him, although we cannot see him. We can also sing to him. He'll not be critical of our singing. He knows that we're sinners. He knows we're out of tune, but he loves to hear the song.
Amen.
It was old John Bunyan said he even likes to hear a tinker sing, a tinker saved by grace.
Amen.
So he wants to hear your song. Do you really sing to him and say, I'm singing a song for Jesus? And there's something else. While we don't see him, thank God we know he will sustain us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. What a verse. Christ in you, the hope of glory. May the Lord get the love of the blind today. May those that are blind lovers of Christ love him with all their heart and all their soul and all their mind. Amen.